Thank you. First, I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors that helped me with this presentation. Don Slayton, Mary Tanuda, and Xiaoping Gao have all been very helpful. Now, we know that cadmium is a trace element that's naturally present in soils, but it's also added to soils in fertilizers, soil amendments, and by industrial contamination. Now, food crops can accumulate cadmium from the soil, and there is a health risk associated from long-term consumption of cadmium in food. So because of this, Codex Alimentarius has set a provisional limit of 200 parts per billion in grains traded internationally. Now, there are a lot of different factors that will influence the cadmium concentration of crops. One of the most important is crop genetics, with different crop species and even different crop cultivars accumulating higher levels of cadmium. Soil concentration, of course, is important. So if you have higher levels of cadmium in the soil, logically, the plants will be able to access that and take up more of the cadmium. But other things, including tillage and agronomic management practices, crop rotation, and even weather conditions, will have an important influence on the amount of cadmium that a crop will accumulate. Today I'm going to talk to you primarily about the impacts of fertilizer management and the impacts of soil characteristics on the availability of cadmium. Now, a number of different soil factors will affect cadmium phytoavailability. Some of the important ones include cation exchange capacity, with a higher cation exchange capacity normally reducing phytoavailability. Soil organic matter content is also important. Dissolved organic matter versus bulk organic matter will have different effects, but usually we tend to see lower availability with higher organic matter content in the soil. Chloride concentration is important, and the work by McLaughlin and Smolders clearly showed that cadmium chloride complexes will increase cadmium mobility and increase the phytoavailability of cadmium in the system. One of the really important effects, too, is pH, with higher availability normally occurring with lower pH, especially at levels of pH around 6.5 and below. Now, I'm interested in phosphate fertilizer because phosphate fertilizers do contain varying amounts of cadmium, depending on the source of the phosphate rock from which the fertilizer was manufactured. Usually, the sedimentary rocks have higher levels of cadmium than the igneous rocks, and in some of the Idaho phosphates, like we were hearing about before, we can have levels of cadmium that are higher than 150 parts per million. While in the igneous rocks, like the deposits from Finland, Russia, or the Canadian Shield, levels can be very, very low and really almost trace amounts. Now, that cadmium that's present in those phosphate fertilizers can accumulate in the soil from long-term application. And, of course, the accumulation will be the difference between what you apply and what is lost from the system. Additions affected by the cadmium concentration of the fertilizer, the rate of phosphate that you're applying, and the frequency of application, well, the losses are primarily by crop offtake. But the phytoavailability of that cadmium can also be affected, again, by those soil characteristics and by the management practices that you're using. So we wanted to look at the Canadian soils and see how our fertilizer management practices would be affecting availability of cadmium on different soils. So we set up a long-term study to look at the effect of long-term cadmium addition in commercial phosphorus fertilizers on cadmium accumulation in soils, and the availability of that cadmium that we're adding in phosphate fertilizers for crop uptake, particularly to look at the effect of those soil characteristics on phytoavailability. Basically, what we're trying to do is estimate the risk of long-term fertilization on cadmium accumulation in crops and soils. To do this, we set up field sites at seven different locations across the Canadian prairies, and we established these in 2002. These sites ranged across about a 1,200-kilometer transect and included sites in the dark brown soils, the black soils, and the dark gray soils of the Canadian prairies. Now, one of the soil sites was sort of delayed a year because of weather conditions, and so I'm only going to be talking about six of the sites today. Now, the initial soil characteristics of these sites ranged with the pH going from about 5.2 to a high of 7.7. The total cadmium concentration also ranged from about 0.14 to about 0.28. Now, these were not contaminated soils. These were just normal agricultural soils. We had a cation exchange capacity ranging from a low of 16 to a high of around 42, and organic carbon content ranged from, again, about 37 to 51 milligrams per kilogram. At each of these sites, we set up a study where we applied 0, 20, 40, and 80 kilograms of phosphorus per hectare as monoammonium phosphate each year. Now, just to put this into perspective, 20 kilograms per hectare would be the normal rate of application that we'd see in most of our agricultural systems. We had three different sources that contained a very low amount, of about 0.4, 80, and 210 milligrams of cadmium per kilogram. These are representative of fertilizers that come from igneous deposits on the Russia or the Canadian Shield, and also from sedimentary deposits in North Carolina and Idaho mines, respectively. Each year, we seeded the studies, following a durum wheat flax crop in sequence. But I'm only going to report on the durum wheat today. We used a randomized complete block design with four applicants at each location. We soil sampled each year. We seeded and harvested the plots using plot equipment designed to simulate real farm equipment. And we used nitric perchloric digestion, red for cadmium on an atomic absorption spectrophotometer graphite furnace. And we used certified reference samples and duplicate samples for QA/QC. Now, the sites that we chose were generally deficient in phosphorus, but the response in terms of grain yield to phosphorus application did vary from site to site. Now, our Ellerslie, Sylvania, Spruce, and Phillips sites were all responsive to phosphorus fertilizer, so we got a good yield response when we applied the phosphate fertilizer. On the other hand, the other two sites, the Carmen and Fort Saskatchewan, showed no significant increase in grain yield when we applied phosphate fertilizer. Now, when we averaged things over the six different sites and looked at it in 2008, after we had been applying this phosphate fertilizer for 7 years, a couple of patterns certainly started going out. We did get an increase in cadmium concentration with increasing phosphorus rate, regardless of whether we had high levels of cadmium or low levels of cadmium in that fertilizer. But the effect of the high and medium cadmium fertilizer was much, much greater. So we were seeing an effect both of the phosphorus fertilizer in its own right and of the cadmium that was present in those phosphate fertilizers. But we got a large difference in the response among the different soils that we looked at. There were two of the sites that were highly responsive. In particular, the Sylvania site showed a very high response both to the phosphorus fertilizer itself and to the cadmium that was present in the phosphate fertilizer. So we saw a very, very large increase in response to the cadmium that we're adding. The Ellerslie site was also responsive, but it wasn't quite as sensitive to the cadmium that was present in the fertilizer. So we saw an increase with phosphate rate and a lesser increase with the cadmium concentration than we saw on the Sylvania. Now, when we looked at these two soils, both of them were low pH soils for the Canadian prairie conditions. So this is at the lower end of the pH range that we will normally see on the prairies. But there was quite a difference between these two soils in terms of the CEC and the organic carbon content. So it seemed that possibly the high organic carbon and high CEC moderated the effect of the cadmium in the Ellerslie as compared to the Sylvania site. Now, on our other two, the two sites, the Phillips site and the Spruce site, we also saw an increase due to phosphorus application, so increasing cadmium concentration in the plant with increasing phosphate application. But on the Phillips site, there was a difference due to the cadmium concentration of the fertilizer at the higher rates of application. But at the normal agronomic rate, there really wasn't much of a spread because of the cadmium content of the fertilizer. On the Spruce site, though, we did get an increase because of phosphate application, but no effect of the cadmium content of the crop, or of the fertilizer in terms of cadmium concentration of the crop. So again, looking at these two soils, these are higher pH soils, fairly normal for the Canadian prairies. Again, pH is of about 7.6, 7.7. And they had relatively high cation exchange capacity and a fairly high organic carbon content. So the combination of the high pH, high CEC, and the fairly high organic matter would tend to decrease the phytoavailability of the cadmium we were adding as compared to the preceding low pH soils we were looking at. Now, when we looked at the Carmen site, it was kind of interesting because this site has low pH, 5.2, which is very acid for our environment. Relatively low total cadmium, but a low CEC and our lowest organic carbon content. And at this site, we had a very high availability of cadmium, even where we had never put on phosphate fertilizer. So there seemed to be a very high phytoavailability of the cadmium that was present in this soil. We did get an increase with increasing phosphorus application, but again, no differential because of the cadmium that was present in the fertilizer. Going back, the other thing about this site, too, is it is in an area with elevated chloride that may affect the availability. So it seems possibly the high availability of the cadmium that was in the system already was sort of swamping the effect of the cadmium that we were applying in the fertilizer. Now, Fort Saskatchewan was sort of the oddball soil in a sense. We saw no effect of the fertilizer that we're adding in terms of increasing the cadmium concentration at this site. Now, again, looking at the soil characteristics of this location, a high pH soil, but look at the CEC and the organic carbon content here, 42 and 51 milligrams per kilogram of organic carbon. So with this very high pH, the very high CEC, and the high organic matter content, it would tend to reduce the phytoavailability. The other thing that was kind of interesting to me was that the two soils that were not very responsive to the cadmium were also the two soils where we saw no significant increase in grain yield with application of phosphorus. So I'm not sure if those are if that's a related thing, if the responsiveness to phosphorus in terms of grain yield was related to the lack of response in terms of cadmium, but it's something we're going to look into a little bit more. Now, after 7 years of fertilization, the cadmium concentration of the durum wheat was very strongly related to the total cadmium input that we saw over time, particularly, again, on that Sylvania soil and the Ellerslie soil. So in particular on the Sylvania soil, nearly a linear response to the total amount of cadmium we had been applying, very, very strong R-squared. Slightly lower slope on the Ellerslie, but still a very strong relationship. On the Phillips and Spruce, we saw a curvilinear relationship and not quite, certainly not anywhere near the slope and not as strong a relationship. Fort Saskatchewan, actually, the regression was negative. And then at the Carmen, a slight increase, but really relatively flat. So again, it was in general responsive to the cadmium, but a huge difference from soil to soil. So in summary, looking at the effects of phosphorus fertilizer on crop cadmium concentration, we did see an increase in cadmium concentration with phosphate fertilizer, even using fertilizers that had a low cadmium content. But the impact of cadmium and the phosphate fertilizer was proportional to the total cadmium that we applied over time. It was a function of the phosphorus rate by the cadmium concentration over time. But again, looking back to the data, on most of the sites, we saw a relatively small effect of cadmium in fertilizer at the agronomic rates of application. So when we go to high rates, there's certainly a problem, maybe and probably a problem in the long term. But in the short term, at the agronomic rates of application, there's not a huge difference due to the cadmium concentration. But again, very important to note, the impact of fertilizer varied substantially with soil type, with the strongest effect on those low pH soils, and the effect decreasing with increasing organic matter content and cation exchange capacity. So how do we go about reducing cadmium accumulation in soils and crops? Well, reduce our phosphate applications, but we have to increase our efficiency of phosphorus applications if we want to do that without reducing yield. Target the rate of application very closely to crop yield and avoid over-application. We can reduce the cadmium concentration of fertilizers, but there is a limited supply of low-cadmium rock and a high cost of removal, so that may be problematic. We can target our low-cadmium fertilizers to high-phosphorus-used crops, such as potatoes, for example. And again, the effect of soil characteristics must be accounted for when we're assessing risk. Finally, I'd like to thank the funding bodies, and I'd like to thank you for your attention. Yes.
Have you looked at any of that, the total cadmium export
The offtake? The balance? We are going to be looking at that. We have done it in a risk assessment thing that we did. Steve, if you Google Shepherd, Steve Shepherd, it's on our NAHARP program. So that is included sort of in an assessment risk.